This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We've hit the stretch run on the WHL's regular season with on average 20 games to go for the WHL playoffs. Ahead, the latest WHL Canada West Graduate of the Month is former Regina Pats goaltender Matt Hewitt, now playing a starting role with the UBC Thunderbirds. He'll be our guest. And another goaltender, Red Deer Rebels' Ethan Anders, has been named the WHL Rookie of the Month for January. He'll stop by. And Ty Ronning is approaching the 50-goal plateau with the Vancouver Giants. He's the WHL On the Run Player of the Week, and he'll join us to close out the show. First up, Ethan Anders is coming off a strong January in the Red Deer Rebels' crease. The WHL Goaltender of the Month sat down with Cam Moon.
Ethan, WHL Rookie of the Month for January. Let's talk about how things went in January. How are you feeling out there?
I'm feeling really good out there. Team's been playing well. Team's been working hard and just kind of helped my night out a little bit.
For you, it's your first year in the WHL, and all of a sudden you got to play a whole pile. Riley Lamb was out with injury early in the year. How important was that for your development, getting all those minutes early in the season?
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, I came in here not expecting to play too much, but like, I've been playing lots. That little skid there, like, where I've been playing lots, really helped me get into the league, like, develop a little bit, just feel more comfortable in the league and the level of play for sure.
Now the team's putting some wins together. You and Riley Lamb go back to back with the WHL Goaltender of the Week honors. How important has it been for you two guys to be at the top of your game to help this team turn things around?
Yeah, we know we have to be good every night if we want to make a push for playoffs. So, like, that's what Taylor's been telling us. We have to go out there every night, be solid, and give our team a chance to win. And I think we've been doing that so far, which has been really good.
How's it been adjusting to the WHL? You played AAA Midget last year. You were listed by the Red Deer Rebels last season. Didn't get drafted in the WHL Bantam Draft. So there's a testament to all those kids out there that it doesn't matter if you get drafted or not, you can still make the league. But how important has it been for you to make that adjustment from AAA Midget here to the WHL?
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a big jump, like big adjustment, but Taylor's been helping me out. Like, I've been kind of playing lots, like, just getting out there, just kind of playing, not worrying too much about like anything else. So I just go out there, play, and then it's been really good to get adjusted for sure.
And you got a guy like Riley Lamb who's got a year of experience in the league under his belt. Having a partner like that, I'm sure, also helps out.
Yeah, he's been making sure I'm like comfortable. He's been helping me out in practice and stuff, and just little things here and there has been awesome.
All right, well, congratulations, and thanks for this.
Yeah, thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chanel Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Former Regina Pat Matt Hewitt is the Canada West WHL Graduate of the Month for January after a great stretch of games where he went 6-1 with a .945 save percentage to help the UBC Thunderbirds clinch a playoff spot in Canada West. First of all, Matt, fifth year has been a charm for you. What a season you're having there. How have you been able to find your game and lead the T-Birds here in the second half?
I mean, being a fifth year at UBC, it's been quite the stretch. Be able to put these numbers up in the past month has felt really good coming into the last little bit of my university career. So to get on a bit of a roll here to end off the season and hopefully get on a roll into the playoffs is a pretty good feeling.
Fifth year with Canada West, with UBC. How's your whole experience after the WHL been using the WHL scholarship as well as just trying to integrate into life after hockey in the Western League level?
Oh, it's been such a great experience for myself. I mean, playing 3 years for the Regina Pats at WHL was an experience of a lifetime for me, and just being able to translate those 3 years into university and use that scholarship money to help excel me in my studies and still play hockey at the same time has been such a great opportunity for myself. And guys like myself, get a university degree is something that we overlook sometimes. So once I get that, hopefully I can look at some pro options and see what happens down the road.
That's great. Yeah, I know you're almost done your sociology degree. That'd be great to have under your belt there at UBC, a great school. 3 years in Regina, you mentioned. What were your years as a Regina Pat like?
Like I said, it was almost like a dream come true for me to play in such a excellent league. I was always kind of under the radar growing up, so to be able to land a spot as a starting goalie for at least 2 years with the Regina Pats was an unbelievable experience and probably some of the best times of my life. You know, you're doing lots of traveling and you're practicing hard every day and you're playing but it's 72 games a year. We don't get to play as many games in the U Sports League. So just looking back at my career, I can say I just had a great time, and those are memories I'll keep for the rest of my life.
Now, you're from Coquitlam, so you're almost in your backyard there as far as going to school, but you get together with a bunch of other former WHL graduates and form a university-level team at Canada West. What's that like, teaming up with guys that you would have played against and now call them teammates and try to forge forward here trying to chase a Canada West title?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it was kind of in the mix for when I was trying to decide what school I wanted to go to. I thought going to school close to home was a better opportunity for me, so I just had a little bit of family support. And a few guys from the area, like Nick Bonacici and Adam Rosignol, to name a few, have also kind of decided to take the same route as me. So it's nice to have guys that I've played against and grown up with now on the same team, and guys that I respected in the Western Hockey League as well. So to have guys like that on the team and pursuing education, hopefully pro careers afterwards, is quite meaningful for us.
Matt Hewitt is our guest, former Regina Pat, now in his fifth year at the UBC Thunderbirds. You mentioned the pro aspirations. We've seen a lot of people get that degree and then go chase pro hockey again here. And any irons in the fire for you as you try to delay maybe the real world another couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always been in the back of my mind, is hopefully that I can pursue a pro career. I think for a guy like myself, I've been looking overseas to play somewhere in Europe where I can get a little bit of life experience and travel the world, and do that by playing hockey would be a great thing if I can get that under my belt. I've actually looked at playing in Australia in the summer, so that's another option. So I'm kind of looking at life experience and also pursuing a pro career at the same time. So hopefully an opportunity presents itself and I can take it.
Well, life has to be great for Matt Hewitt. Here you are, the Canada West WHL Graduate of the Month for January, heading into the playoffs, trying to finish up that sociology degree and then perhaps some pro hockey after this. Matt, it sounds like things are going great for you there at UBC, and we appreciate you being our guest here on WHL this week.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
What a stretch for Ty Ronning, a 20-year-old veteran having his most productive season of the Vancouver Giants. The WHL's On the Run Player of the Week spoke with voice of the Giants, Dan O'Connor.
The WHL Player of the Week, Ty Ronning for the Vancouver Giants. It was a great week for you, Ty. 5 goals, 2 assists, 7 points, and more importantly than anything, 3 victories for the Vancouver Giants. You were joking with me yesterday that it's the first time in your career that you'd won the award. How does it feel?
I think it feels pretty cool. You look back, I've been playing in this league for 5 years, and with those 3 victories, I think it means even more important to me, because with those points, we got those 3 victories, and it was just it's pretty cool.
It has been a remarkable career for you, and of course, a remarkable season. As we're having this conversation, 47 goals, 64 points. Everything from the get-go really has gone your way, both team success-wise and individually. But are you thinking about it a lot, or is this the kind of situation where you're just enjoying success, you're enjoying the ride, and you're trying not to maybe overthink some of the success?
Yeah, I mean, playing hockey, it's a roller coaster sport, and I've just been having the mentality of focusing on each game and trying to win the game and contributing any way possible, whether it's shooting the puck and putting in the net or blocking shots and any aspect like that. And I mean, I haven't really been focusing on scoring. It's just been focusing on playing and playing with passion and playing the game I love. And I think things are working out for me and working out for this team, and I'm just going to keep rolling with it.
When folks come up to you to ask you about scoring records or they ask you about 50 goals, I mean, I think in reading previous interviews that you've done, it's you walk by the plaque every day. You see it, you know it's there, but what I think is impressive to me is the fact that you haven't really let it get into your head, you haven't let it affect you negatively. How important has that psychological process been for you, just doing as you say, just focusing on each game and not really letting your mind run away?
Yeah, I mean, hockey, it's a mental sport as well, and when you think about the game, all those distractions, the 50 goal mark, the 60 goal mark, all these distractions, I mean, once you start thinking about that and it creeps in your head, you'll probably start tightening up on your stick, and they might not be going in. And so for me, I've just been focusing one game at a time and playing the game I love, like I said, and just playing with great players, and just if a pass is there, I'm going to make a great pass, and just try to do the best I can on and off the ice, and just work extra hard, because I know hard work pays off. So just try not to think about that and just focus on the game at hand.
20 games left in the season for the Vancouver Giants. Of course, the playoffs has been the goal all along, but as we're having this conversation, you're 4 points out of first place. Can you talk about coming to the rink these days, knowing that the standings are so tight and knowing that the Vancouver Giants through to this point are right where they wanted to be in that mix for a top spot in the BC division?
Yeah, I mean, we're such a tight group. We're like a family here, and I think that's the most important thing. We're so close as teammates and friends, and you know, maybe some people would never have saw us in this position, but, you know, I think I did. I think we did. You know, and we come to the rink every day with a positive attitude and ready to work. You know, we put our hard hats on and we're ready to rock and roll on the ice and execute our practice and try to execute the games the same way.
And I mean, just from that, I mean, it's got to be so much fun to be involved in, you know, kind of like a baseball term, a bit of a pennant race right now. And you look at this week and the three games on tap, the Kelowna Rockets Wednesday, the Seattle Thunderbirds Friday, the Everett Silvertips Saturday. Just a thought from you, Ty, about the three games this week and kind of the significance of that and the ultimate keys to continued success for the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, every game it's worth 2 points, and, you know, these points are big for us, and this is going to be a big couple of games coming up, especially against those top teams, and the way I look at it is we're going to be focused on each one maybe a little bit differently on our tactics and things, and we just got to come to the rink and practice like we play and execute the systems and go to work.
It has been a privilege to call 47 goals for you so far this season. Keep it going, my friend. Many more to come. Continued success for you and your teammates the rest of the way. Thanks, Ty.
All right. Thank you very much.
And that's the show. Want to say thanks to Dan in Vancouver, as well as Cam in Red Deer for helping put this week's episode together. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.